across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Keeping us in touch this morning now are our guests who are in the studio. Cambridge District Art Circle is a society that encourages interest in painting by holding monthly demonstrations and talks, usually given by well-known local professional artists. These meetings, which cover a wide variety of artistic topics, including watercolour techniques, they work in oils with oil painting, the use of acrylic paint or ink, pastel painting and coloured pencils. They take place throughout the year, but the events for CDAC or the Cambridge District Art Circle. They normally meet on the second Wednesday evening of the month. In addition, they have tutor-led workshops, which take place at regular intervals, and members are able to borrow from the art book library. We hear from Cambridge District Art Circle, or CDAC to use their acronym, and here in the studio are their chairman, Sue Roper, and the public relations officer, we'll call her. She's a very fine... We'll call you Officer Lucy. Lucy Winter's here as well from the committee. Welcome both.
Thank you very much.
Nice to see you coming in. You had a busy summer so far, because, I mean, is this very seasonal, what you do as an artist? You wouldn't want to probably stand with three or four layers in the middle of a muddy field painting even some still life in the winter. Or would you? Is it something you... I mean, is it sort of a fair-weather salad day sort of occupation, art, really, generally?
Well, at least you don't get wasps and ants in the winter. You might get frozen fingers.
Or stand in the odd cow pat in a field somewhere.
But you can do that in the summer as well. Yes, I think if people are going to paint outside, they probably paint in the summer.
That's Sue Roper, who's the chair. So do you work in sort of a democratically elected organisation and have an AGM every year? Or
Did
you say, Sue, no one else will do this, you're the chair for the next year?
No, we are elected for 3 years.
Okay.
I'm in my second, third year, which I shall probably finish unless I get thrown out before that.
Very good, I'm sure. How big is the committee?
We have 10 members.
We have 10 members in the committee.
Yeah. Mm. And 110 members, which you can admit.
Oh, two, yes.
Yeah, so it's just over 100 members, and there's a good reason for that. I mean, the other thing is that there's a waiting list for something like this. I mean, so much... It's one of those things that when you're going to retire, maybe, you think to yourself, I really hardly know my left from my right, maybe, and I can't even probably draw in a straight line, but I learn maybe a bit about perspective and using angles, and you see people using little pencils that they line up a bit like your thumb. Mm-hmm. To work out how big, I don't know, a car in a field should be relative to the landscape. And you think, and you maybe watch some of the programmes, like on the Sky Arts channel or something.
Ooh,
like that. And
yes.
You think to yourself, maybe I should have I need something in my retirement. Is it mainly just retired people that do this sort of thing? Or am I kind of stereotyping you?
No, some people have painted all their lives. There are a lot of retired people within the club, but we do have a lot of young members as well, and working members.
And so having these meetings in the evening then is a little bit more convenient for some people.
Yes, it is. I think there's some that would like to have it during the afternoons, but that's not how we started out, and it's not any good for those that do work.
And you focus really across South Cambridgeshire, mostly, so you take members in a catchment area really much further, of course, Cambridge, maybe they're in Huntington and
come
to some of your meetings.
As far as they want to.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah, some of them comes from Royston, you know, Hertfordshire, and or as far down as Bar Hill, that way, and of course Huntingtonshire. But we have a good variety of artists who members of the club, so we are very lucky in that way.
And you focus, as I say, South Cambridgeshire, not only in Haslingfield Village Hall, but one of the other venues is Harston, the Village Hall there.
Yes, yes, we use that hall mainly for our workshops, basically because it's centrally located and people can park there quite easily, and we got lovely workshops there, and the hall is ideal because it's quite a big hall there, so we are lucky in that way too.
You have to clear away, presumably, though, after your sessions. It'd be nice, like, most artists, lots of artists, although they can produce very good work, they can often leave a bit of a mess. But if it's in their home, it doesn't matter, because if they've got a granny annex or something and they've built themselves a studio for their artwork, and we see many of the artists' works in many of the environments, and I know from going to some of the open studio events, which took place again in the summer, that it doesn't matter if it's a bit slapdash and I've left a pot of paint with a paintbrush in. Even when I decorate the house, I often don't wash out my brushes. I'm sure it could be like that. But you presumably then you've got to leave everything prim and proper when you leave.
Oh, definitely. Oh yes, we do. We do tidy up before we leave the hall. But I think our members are pretty good. You know, they do take care when they come and do any sort of classes or sessions. So we don't have any problem with that, do we?
No, we do cover the tables if it's something that's not going to come off easily, like acrylic or oil.
Yes.
But watercolour comes off easy enough.
Yeah, you don't really want to leave your marks behind.
We try not to splatter.
Unless they're on the canvas, of course.
Yes.
Not to splatter. Yes. And you do have, with your activities in place, you've got Sue's been flashing the programme around, actually. You've got a pretty comprehensive list of events. You can find them online as well. We'll tell you about the website very shortly as well. So you have guest speakers.
Yes, we do. We have a demonstrator or speaker. The second Wednesday in each month, and a very wide variety of topics. We had a miniaturist once, which was
a miniaturist, Sue. I mean, obviously small. We're talking about cameo sized.
We're talking about writing on a pinhead. We're talking about they have to put it in a special case and have a magnifying glass to even display it.
And for us as members of the public to view it.
Yes.
So you'd fix something like that probably with a magnifying glass right in front of it.
Yes. Light so they can see it.
And you can write little sentences then.
Yes.
In what, sort of less than a millimetre tall?
Yes. The Lord's Prayer on a pinhead type thing. But he does much more. And he even engraves words on the edge of a razor blade.
That's fantastic. I just shake too much. I wouldn't be still enough. My eyes wouldn't.
He does it in the middle of the night, so there's not so much traffic shake. And he anchors his arm, goes to extreme lengths to be able to do this.
How long would it take to?
Absolutely,
I don't know. Just put a paragraph together there.
Yeah, ages.
It's like microfiche, isn't it?
microfiche, goodness me.
Done by human hands. It's extraordinary. Yes. And works like that. The only thing is trying to display works like that. You can display an awful lot of work because it's very, very small, but you need a heck of a magnifying glass.
I know. It's not something you'd have on your wall at home, I think, really, is it? You can lay back in your chair and admire it.
And the other extreme of things, then, how about huge backdrop landscapes? What's the biggest thing that's ever been painted in terms of, you know, using a 16:9, if you like, panoramic, or I don't know, maybe it's a square display. How vast or big has someone attempted in your group to challenge themselves to do?
Well, we had a demonstrator that used to paint on boats in the Arctic, and he used to anchor great big sheets of paper down and actually be on deck when the boat was tossing about in freezing conditions and
rolling about in the gale.
People go to extreme lengths to get the image down.
But he might say it was the sea spray, and the fret.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to even... I know you can't catch a smell on a canvas, but you could try to extract what you see as an essence and lay it down on that canvas and say it was freezing cold.
Yes.
And, the boat was tipping at 30 degrees angle and then coming back, but then it was going 30 degrees in the other direction and wholly sick and... Wow, but, you can probably get some of the most inspirational work down on a canvas doing something.
Oh, definitely.
Like that.
Oh, yes, definitely. Inspiration is the right word for that.
Back to terra firma in South Cambridgeshire, which is a very different environment for us, especially on a summer day like this. Lucy, you've taken an initiative with CDAC quite recently where you're doing paint out days. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. I've decided to encourage more members to come out of their homes to do some paintings, and so I started the paint out days. So the last time we did one, or the first one actually, was at Wanderbury
Estate.
So there were about five of us together, and it was a very enjoyable day. And there were sort of different mediums we were using, you know. And so everybody really enjoyed that. And now they're talking about wanting me to organize another one soon. And we're talking about going down to Wimpole Hall to have another paint-out day. So that probably will happen in September.
Artists will turn up with their brushes, hoping yes. The weather's good. We had you on the show before, by the way, so if you think Lucy's voice is familiar, not with CDAC, though, because you are an artist in your own right. We were talking about the time, though, the susceptibility that you might have due to inclement weather. It is the British Isles, after all.
That's right.
I mean, would you say to yourselves, oh, my goodness, we can't do this today, or we'll try and get under a leafy canopy of trees if it's a summer month to try and paint somewhere? Or do you sometimes, sadly, get rained off?
Well, sometimes it depends on how heavy the rain is. Otherwise, we'll get umbrellas out and share between us.
Yeah, hunker under a few nice big golfing umbrellas.
Definitely,
why not?
Yes.
Yeah. Get on with it in true British spirit and get your painting some. So you get artists, anybody, do we know, are members of the Royal Academy? Because when you were instilled or installed into the RA, then, well, you're of some merit, aren't you, as an artist? Any of you belong to the RA?
Yes, indeed, you are. Not any of our members, I don't think, but some of our demonstrators have been. Don't ask me for names, please, because I'm very bad at names.
My art teacher at school here in Cambridge was inducted into the Royal Academy to have his work. He's not alive anymore. Richard Sell, it was his name, but his work was displayed in London. Very proud he was of it. Well, we were proud of him as our art teacher at school. The fact he managed to get his work displayed at the Royal Academy in London at the time as well. If you go to their website, you can find out more. Just put in Cambridge District Art Circle into your search engine. Google and other search engines are available. This site is actually hosted by Google. So it's Cambridge District Art Circle. That will work better. CDAC might not work as well to find some of their activities. You'll find there more about membership. Have you got a waiting list at the moment, people wanting to join?
Oh, it's on the cusp. On the cusp.
It's nice to always have slightly too many people, I think, rather than trying to...
Yes, it is. I mean, if you want to find out about the membership, we have the details of Ros Ridley on our website, and she's the member secretary, so you can phone her up and see if she's can manage to get you in.
We'll give out some we can do this and give out numbers, can't we, on the air for Ros? Mm-hmm. Okay, because it's in the public domain anyway on the website.
Yeah.
So it's your numbers if you want to join the list, and the reason, by the way, we're limited to 110 members is really as much as anything the venues you use, just the capacity in them.
Yes, it's the little elf again.
The fire safety certificate.
Yes.
The elf and safety.
The elf and safety.
The H&S.
Yes.
The horror and, I don't know, satanic people. No, that's in all seriousness, you have to have the fire certificate, which covers you up to a certain number of people in the building, and you just can't have more than capping off at Hoxton, Harston Village Hall, or indeed at Hastingfield Village Hall. So that's the reason for that. That's the only reason why. It's not kind of a job's worth thing or some kind of some wonderful clause or caveat in your constitution. The annual subscription, we should say, is currently £22 if you'd like to join CDAC. And anyone interested should approach the membership secretary, as Sue has said. It's Ros Ridley. Rosamond is on 01763, which is a Royston number. It's 260845. I'll do that one again for you. 01763, 260845. Or you can reach her at the University of Cambridge at an email address she has there, which is RMR. So it's R for Ros and M, and then R for Ridley. So rmr21@cam.ac.uk. So to do that again, the email address to reach the membership secretary for CDAC, the Cambridge District Arts Circle, is rmr21@cam.ac.uk. The exhibition then. The biggie for this year is your grand event. More than the grand day out. It's a whole weekend, to which us, the public, can roll in. You're going to have a preview day coming up this Friday. There'll be tea and cake on sale in Grantchester Village Hall. Wonderful venue as well, and the High Street. And artwork will be on sale over the weekend, Sue.
Indeed it will, yes. Lots of artwork. Lots of different varieties.
That's right, yeah.
Something to suit everybody.
Yes.
I came along to one of your exhibitions, brought a microphone with me last year. That was a different one. That was an event that was held at the end of September, because I can't believe it would have been a year, but 11 months on, here we are, with this year's events. It's going to be taking place with a preview on Friday night.
That's right. The preview is on Friday night. So, you know, if you can't make it to come on the weekend, you know, Saturday to Monday, please do come on Friday evening from 6:30. We'll be pleased to see you.
Well, personally, yeah. I don't think you're inviting the public generally, because you're going to be... But doors open to the public on Saturday.
That's right, definitely Saturday, Sunday and Monday from 10 o'clock in the morning to 5:30.
Yeah. Your artwork will be on sale.
Of course, yes.
And I've been before... I have to say to listeners, you can say this very lightly, but it's very, very true, that the artwork is profoundly good. Very, very good.
Thank you.
Just find something for your walls at home. Just, you know, want something unique and different, painted by local artists. Go along to this event over the weekend. I know Grantchester is going to be quite busy, because there's also the films on in the meadow over the weekend. But
yes, we do get a lot of people dropping in because they've gone to something else.
Yes, which is just a crossover on the meadows, the films on the meadow, the movies on the meadows event. So why not? There you go. You see, before you go to movies on the meadows, pop in and have a look at the art event. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can hold something by for somebody. Thinking, say, if they went on Saturday, you can put it in safekeeps.
Well, in the past, we used to require people to come back at the end of the exhibition. But these days, we actually sell off the wall. So if you want to buy something on Saturday, you can take it with you. You don't have to come back on Monday. The reason we're doing this is because we do get a lot of people from abroad that, you know, can't come back. They're flying back home. And so they want to take their picture with them.
And it's up to them, of course, to get it shipped out of the country. Not something, unfortunately, you could offer, Sue, is it?
No. But most of the pictures are not that big. I think they could probably put it in the hold or something.
So if I find a lovely canvas, I know they're rather wonderful, like the Chinese water art paintings that Lucy does. In her... What's your discipline, actually, Sue?
Oh, anything.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, have a go.
Yes, I use all the medium.
Wow.
Very often mixed. Just enjoy colour.
And experimenting,
basically.
I guess.
And have an inspiration from... You just see something and think, yeah, I've got to paint that.
Do you think of fine art or the abstract in your mind when you're starting out with something completely fresh?
Not fine art.
No.
It takes me too long to do that.
Not going to get a Canaletto out of you then?
No, you're not. No. You're somewhere between that and... complete abstract.
Yeah.
Most of it's recognisable.
As something that Sue Roper does?
Yes.
And you sign your work?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'd be proud of it. Does it come... I mean, if I was to wander in there and say, oh, I really like that picture by A and other, do you have a framing service, or does it come with a frame if it's something that would look good in a frame?
No, most of them are framed. There are canvases, box canvases that, you know, you don't frame. And we do have some that are just in mounts. But no, most of them are framed, because the artist has a vision for the picture and they like to choose the frame that they think suits the picture best. Mm. But of course, you're always at liberty to change it once you've purchased it.
Because you've got the decor of your house and it's a certain colour and it's a classic colour maybe, and I want a picture that's going to match, including the frame. And not only that, the margin or the border, the surround,
mount.
Isn't it? The mount. That's it.
Mount. The mount.
You see?
Yes.
I thought I knew anything about art. Clearly, I don't. Yeah, the mount before the frame, as I say, that goes around it. That, and again, some of the proportion of the mount with the frame, with the actual work is
It all makes
very
a difference to the look of the picture.
Yes, it does.
Lots of advice, I'd imagine, from the pair of you and the rest of the committee and the members of CEDAC that will be there as well, because you can explain to people how you create the art that you do and the inspiration behind it. Go along to this event. Once again, there's a preview by invitation only for Friday evening, but we'll be opening the doors to Grantchester Village Hall on the High Street over the weekend and Bank Holiday Monday, with tea and coffee and cake to boot as well, probably made by some of you.
Of our ladies are probably at this very moment thinking about what they're going to make for the cafe.
Other talents, you see, away from the brush and other mediums. Both of you, thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you very much.
The chair of CEDAC is Sue Roper, that you heard from, as well as Lucy Winter. Welcome. Mm-hmm. We welcome back this morning, who's the Public Relations Officer for Cambridge District Art Circle. Ladies, thank you very much for coming
by. Thank you. Thank you, Phil.